Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Bonjour, thank you for joining me for this transmission today. I would love to share with you a little bit about my personal journey and how all of that helped me to become the woman that I am today, that is so sovereign and so anchored in my own divine knowing, so I can support myself and I can hold myself through anything, no matter what. You see, I'm very human. Ta-da! Big flash news. And therefore, I've had like so many wounds and traumas around belonging, around feeling safe in this reality. Like, I know that so many of you who listen to the channel here on YouTube or on podcast, you also have this type of challenges arising in your heart, which is to feel really alone, to feel lost, to feel at odds on this planet. And it can start at birth, pretty much. Or we wonder, really, like, what this family, like, we love them. And it's not that we want to judge our family here, but we kind of like, we feel at odds. We think that we are really coming from another place, that we never really home, and we don't know why. And that comes a lot from our multidimensionality, and that so many of us, we were not here before. And maybe it's the first few lives on this planet. And then also, even if we are really old souls, there is a longing to actually now activate true connection. So it's not just connection with ourselves, but it's also deeper connection with our family members, our loved ones, and our community and humanity in general. So this feeling of feeling at odd, feeling the odd one out, feeling that we don't really belong is really something that is super present in humanity. And so many people, they ask me questions about that. It's like, what does that mean? Is it because I'm a starseed? Is it because I'm a very old soul? And what does it mean to me? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, pretty much all of us here that are embracing the awakening process, that are on a spiritual journey of evolution, we have felt it and we might feel it too. So in a way, it's like we're not the odd one out because we are all feeling it. So, you know, we can already connect with other people through this lens of, have you ever felt like you're the odd one out in your family or in your community, that nobody understands you? Because chances are that the person you interact with, by opening up your heart like that, will say, yeah, me too. And I would love already to bring something here to you that might help you find greater level of connection with people around you, is to literally say that, you know, to deepen the conversation. It can be say it in a playful way. You know, I've always felt completely different, and maybe it's just me, but I know that some people feel that way. Have you ever felt that way? And then you can start digging. And I'm sharing this with you because during my life, I have felt that all the time. And at times it would be very strong, and at times it would be mild, and I would be able to live with it, pushing it in the background. So with my personality, with what I was given in this life and what I have decided to use in this life as keys and tools to be able to adapt, I have been able to really thrive in so many ways around other people, because I'm a monkey in Chinese astrology, and also I can be very extra if I decide to. I'm mostly introvert. I need a lot of time to recharge my batteries, but that had never pushed me to completely isolate myself and not connect with anyone. So I've always, you know, had many, many friends, always been kind of the queen of the party, organized things and so on. And that was very much, yes, what we could think is on a superficial level, because we didn't really have deep conversations, you know, and here I'm talking about teenage year, young adults, all the way to even a couple of years ago, to be honest. It's like the friends are amazing. They are lovely. We have a lot of time together, but we don't talk about, you know, the meaning of life and all of the things. Or if we did back in the days, it would be because we're very drunk or very high and all of a sudden we get there and there's always one of us saying, oh, enough with this conversation. Let's have fun. And this has been a way for me personally to be able to stay connected to other humans. And I'm sharing this with you because I really want for you to understand that depth, connection come in many different ways. Because it's not because we cannot have the deepest conversation with every single person that's present in our field, you know, as a group of friends or as a partner, that these relationships are superficial, that are unimportant, that can be judged and discarded. You know, if we have a friend we always laugh about, you know, life with, or if I have like many girlfriends, we always end up talking about sex and, you know, like guys and girls and all the things. And it is so much fun, you know, and with some of them, we also go very deep in things that are spiritual. With some of them, we don't. With other people I talk with about my children, about my family, about my dreams, and so on. And as long as we have people around that are uplifting and kind and generous and that have these really basic, beautiful human values that we really want to see in others, because we always want to treat others the way we want to be treated. So if you welcome, you know, your friends just the way they are, they will give that back at you by welcoming you just the way you are. You know, I've had friends here in Wellington for 7 years or even more, actually 9 years. It's always a bit of a shock when I realize how long I've been here. So it's been 9 years. So I've had friends for 9 years, and with these friends, we do have amazing friendships, and at times we talk more deeply. It's not the depth of the conversation that I might have with others, but to me, they are true friends because they were the ones that understood when I needed space, because I was grieving, because my mom was sick, and then my mom passed, and then for a very long time, I actually went to pure isolation mode, like complete hermit mode. COVID helped a lot. I had many excuses around that, but I say to my friends, you know, like, I'm going through a lot. I just need space. You know, I still love you. Maybe we can hang out later. And they said, yes. Some people did not understand that to start with. They might have looked like, you know, the spiritual ones, but actually when I needed space, when I expressed what I needed, they were like, no, they didn't like it. They didn't know how to take it. They were really triggered on so many levels. So when we start looking into the connections that we have in our lives, it is important to realize that eventually we are the ones supporting our own self by being the eternal divine guiding light of our human being, that no one else can be there. So if I want to have a lot of depth in my relationship, if I want to have kindness, if I want to have generosity, if I want to have playfulness, first I have to be that myself. And I have to be that myself with the people that are already there in my life and with myself and with my children, for example. And so I practice, you know, I practice being more kind as I speak to every single human being that crosses my path. I practice being more generous, less judgmental, also with myself. Every time I find myself criticizing myself, not showing compassion, love, and kindness to my human self, I catch myself as like, how can we have rephrase this? How can we align so that I follow the path that I want to embody here, which is a path of being a nice, kind, fun, playful human. I don't even talk about anymore about, oh, you know, like I'm from Arcturus, and then I was on Sirius, and then I also had so many past life like this, you know, and therefore I don't belong, and therefore everyone is shit and nobody's gonna understand me anyway, and so I am not gonna connect with anyone because, you know, this is not for me. Well, really? You know, that is very arrogant, by the way, saying that you're better than everyone else because you supposedly this, this, and that. And I don't say that you're not. It's awesome that if you know about yourself on that level. But then what? What difference does it make? You are freaking human right now. And the more I realize that, the more I ground into my humanity. I was born highly psychic and I had so many, you know, connection with alternate realities and things like that. And I was feeling so at odds, you know, I was really connection with extraterrestrial as well. And none of that really helped me in a way to be a human. Like it was so complicated when I started deciding that I was going to spend time on Earth and shut everything off, you know, like my psychic abilities and so on, because it was not controlled, it was all over the place, it was creating a lot of stress and fears in my field because I was perceiving lots of demons and entities. And I was so highly sensitive to others that it was overwhelming. I decided to become a boss, a human boss, you know? I just wanted to be in the popular group of friends and have the best friends at home and at school and be the cool kid and, you know, the one that, you know, that smokes, the one that takes weed, the one that drinks and so on. I don't say that it's good at all to do that, but that back in the days, I was like having connection with alternate life forms and like knowing about me as an old zone and so on, that's very cool, but how is this helping me? I just want to understand humans. So I did all of these things like human experimentation, if you like, and I would just observe myself, I would observe others, and I became more and more a human. And I went, and I had, you know, since childhood, I had also lots of traumas, you know, around my parents divorcing, my dad barely looked after us, or a little bit, but not very present, and so on. And I'm sharing this with you because we can always look at the at our past with different kind of veils or lenses. And now, every time I revisit my path, I can see how I use my multidimensionality to become a multifaceted being that would freaking learn more about humanity. This is also why I was guided to learn law, to study law and political sciences. I specialized in nuclear strategy, in war strategy. I studied the United States. I studied Russia, USSR before, and all of these like political things because I wanted to understand how humans could create such a system that the system became stable because of the threat of total annihilation with the nuclear weapons. I was like, it's fucking nonsense. And so I studied all of that. I did pretty good. And then once I had studied, I was like, yeah, this is done. To be able to be who you came here to be, it is to understand that you need to connect with humans as a human on a human level, as an earthling. And this doesn't mean that you cannot, you know about your starseed origin, like about your past lives and so on. Yeah, that's part of your multidimensionality. That's great. But always remember that to be able to connect and to find depth and to be able to embody your unique multidimensional soul blueprint, it is to say yes to life every day. It is to say, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm on Earth, I'm gonna rock it. How can I feel joy? How can I feel ecstasy? How can I serve today myself and then others? There is a lot of arrogance and selfishness happening in the spiritual world at the moment. Like, it's shocking. And I'm saying this because I like to poke. Yes. And no, this is not cruel. It is just mirroring a dynamic that I observe. If you don't feel it relates to you, good. If you feel like, oh, I don't like this, but it relates, great. Choose areas of growth. The same with me. Typical me. I would push people away, like over the last few years, because not aligned, not aligned, not aligned, not aligned. Well, after having 3 years as pretty much like a hermit, yeah, I would see friends every now and then. I would have a lover every now and then. I would go out every now and then. But down the line, guys, it's been me, you know, me and my kids. After spending so much time like that, I really come to realize that the friends that are still in my field are really grounded. They're really awesome, as I say. I've known them for a very long time. Like my family, I'm getting like super close to my sister again, like never before. And it's such a balm in my heart. And I just realize more and more that I attract quality friends. And that the lens of judgment is something that I don't want to adopt. And it is the way I feel around them, the way I feel accepted, the way I can express my needs and they say yes. And they know that I do like all of these things. They don't really know what it's like, what it means and so on. They don't really care. They're just happy that I'm thriving, that I'm increasing my abundance and my freedom. I don't bombard my friends with any of these things. If they are interested in getting to know what I do, check my channels, you know? There you can know. And I can tell you, of course, if we are there hanging out. But it is such a beautiful thing to be able to live in humanity as a human being. And this is the purpose of the transmission today. It is really to anchor you back into this world, because the world needs you here and now, fully loving this life, not finding every single excuses that you have to not do things, not to choose your success, to choose to rise, to choose to cultivate high vibration by serving others and by opening up your heart to love more. The world needs the light beings that came here in physical embodiment now to rise up as earthlings of the light. Not as this coming from there. We are earthlings when we have a human body. The earth is calling us. The Mama Gaia is asking all of her earthlings to rise and to say yes to this life. A human body is a huge gift. We are the custodian of a body. Billions and billions of souls out there are waiting to have a body. And here, most of us are like, not good enough for me. My body not that good. Earth not good at all. Everything shitty. Oh, you know what? I'm not from here anywhere. So who cares? Well, can we stop with the bragging? Can we stop with the arrogance? Can we stop with the jealousy, the comparison, the judgment, the separation of I choose to live like this, therefore I am better than the ones that are in the 3D matrix that are like that. No one is better than anyone. We are just here to have a freaking sovereign experience. That is an amazing way to reclaim your sovereignty, by the way. To say that I choose to for myself, and every time you see others choosing for themselves, great, and that stops there. No but, no or, you know what, but no, you know what, but great, they're choosing for themselves. Great, they're making a life of their own on this planet. Amazing. I went a little bit on the rant here. If you know me, you know I get very excited. I get very passionate because you know what? I'm dragon after all. It runs in my dragon blood, on my dragon scales and my dragon wings wide open. But because I am a multidimensional being, I choose to identify as an earthling. And that's very good for me. If you love to be a little bit shaken up in your belief system, if you love receiving insights from different angles of perspective as these transmissions are channeled, and my high council that I channeled during this transmission, when really the power comes through, you can really feel it, and my own amazing multidimensional badass soul, we are here to co-create together using the story of my human Sandrine very often as a grounded experience, because we can share, oh, look, this happened to Sandrine, that happened to Sandrine, and therefore there is all of this human connection that we can create. So there is no filter. I don't hide anything. We don't hold back from sharing what we perceive needs to be heard. If you like this level of honesty, if you like this level of truth shining from our heart, if you like to feel held and supported on your spiritual journey so you can feel more connected to your own sovereign multidimensionality, to your unique soul blueprint, but also feel connected to the ones around you. So as you grow spiritually, you don't feel so detached from everyone else. You don't feel so lost and lonely and unsupported any longer. I would love to invite you to join me and my High Council, as well as many, for the brand new subscription that I have just launched with the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry that I have founded and that I now lead with a big team of humans and a big team of non-physical beings. We would love to invite you to join the Golden Drop membership. This membership is revolutionary because it is easy, it is crystalline and effortless. We use Hey Daily. Hey Daily is the subscription platform that you are going to receive all our content through. And the content goes directly on your phone, in your text messages. So actually, you just give us your phone number and then you receive text messages on your phone. And you know what? That's absolutely amazing, because when you're on the go, driving around or doing your shopping or walking outside, when you're out and about, you just receive a text message with simply saying, hey, there is just this video that has been released here. Click the link here. Or maybe there will be another message. Hey, here is a little voice memo just for me, Sandrine, and the High Council, just to share how amazing you are today. And another little link. Maybe the link takes you to a guided audio meditation. Maybe the link takes you to a channeled light language activation or to a bigger message written through a text. And if you don't have time to go through that now, you simply leave it unread in your messages. So when you have time, oops, it's easy. It's there. Everything at the tip of your finger on the phone. No need for logins, details that we get lost. It's so easy. And so this content is shared on a weekly basis. Every week you receive at least a link. And because sometimes I get very inspired, I can share two or three. But you are the one that decides how often you want to listen, how often you want to read and watch. And it is absolutely wonderful because it's literally having me in your pocket, guys, every single day. And when you have that level of support, it is literally a drop, a golden drop of high vibrational content at the tip of your fingers. Staying connected and feeling supported has never been this easy. I honestly wish that I had had this kind of service when I was younger, because maybe I might have gone through life with greater ease, with less need to rebel and to, you know, be very angry with the world or to take all the drugs or, you know, to do the things that I did. But of course, I don't hold any grudge about my past human, because I think she did great in the way that she did life. But honestly, like, you understand what I mean, though. It's like having a little bit of support like that goes a very, very long way into simply having this reminder every day that you are the unconditional light of divine source frequency, that you are completely unique, yes, and that through your embodiment as an earthling now, you are here to see all your heart's desires blossom. You are here to create miracles. You are here to serve yourself, to serve your family, to serve humanity from a place of joy, abundance, freedom, connection, and love. So I would love to invite you to join us for on the platform, the Golden Age membership. The first week is for free, and then it's easy. It is debited every single month. effortlessly from your credit card. It is only $47 a month. And if you prepay for 6 months in advance, you receive a month for free. I hope to see you there and I send you lots of love. Thank you for watching as always. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.